You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. We've got one of my favorite guests on the line. It's Andrew McKean, the hunting and optics editor for Outdoor Life. He just ran one of his very stringent tests to find out what the best new binoculars are for 2021, and you can read all about it in the current edition of Outdoor Life by going to outdoorlife.com. But if you just want the highlights, we've got them for you here. Andrew, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, John. This feels like my homeland. It's nice to be back.
It's always good to have you back. You know, before we get into what came out on top, let's talk about the basics. What separates a top-notch binocular from a binocular that costs, we'll say, less than $200?
You're right to kind of have that differentiation because there is almost no upper end to what you can spend on optics, it seems like, these days. You know, the biggest differentiation really is the optical quality. And the way I look at it is, like, there's lots of ways to measure it, but the best and kind of most intuitive is how comfortable is it to spend time behind that binocular? And that really is a big sort of watershed. The best of the bunch, you can measure their glass quality, you can measure their coatings, you can measure their performance, but the best measure really is, can I spend all day behind this binocular? Versus the cheaper ones that maybe they make you squint, they kind of give you a headache, they're just not that fun to look through. And that, to me, is really gets at the meat of why we want to use optics in the first place. We want to use them to see better. And any binocular that makes you see better and basically you want to spend time behind is one for you.
Let's talk about the tests that you have to come up with the best optics. You do these not just for binoculars, but for spotting scopes and rifle scopes and other optics too. I've talked to people who have seen your tests before, and they say, at the very least, the very, very least, they're the most rigorous thing they've ever seen in the world. When you test a pair of binoculars, what are some of the things you're looking for?
Not only with binoculars, but yeah, you're right, with all of those other categories of optics, we kind of have a platoon of testers that I kind of dragoon into helping me. There are basically two big categories of testing, and the first one is empirical. It is measurable, repeatable, metrical information. And so that's kind of divided into three subcategories. Let's put it that way. I've got an optical resolution range in my basement. What that is it's about a 50-yard range, goes the length of my basement, and at the end of it, I've got a what's called a first surface mirror that reflects back. So I actually double the distance of that range. I use that to really measure the fine-tuned, the hair-splitting resolution. And what resolution is basically is an optic's ability to see the finest detail. Once you kind of figure that out, that's a big window into the talent of an optic, no matter what category it's in. You know, how well can it see? The second empirical measurement is low light performance. And this one has been interesting. We've kind of had an evolution over the course of our test where we mount all the optics on tripods, stabilize them. For binoculars, we use a 100-yard resolution target. We actually send somebody 100 yards down a range as the sun sets and night falls. They turn a great big black and white resolution wheel, and the tester looks through the optics and basically defines when they can no longer see those contrasting black and white lines. We call that winking out. When that optic winks out, we record the time and we pull it from the test. And that's been fascinating, especially for sports optics, right? We're talking hunting and nature watching. The time that hunters and naturists, let's call them, are seeing wildlife most commonly is at the beginning of the day and the end of the day when it's low light. And so we want to rely on our optics to really be able to see well into that twilight condition. So that's a pretty interesting test. The third empirical category, at least for rifle scopes, is we measure their tracking ability. I spend a lot of time behind, actually, 22 trainers. The rise of these tactical 22 rifles has been wonderful for our optics desk. So I mount them all on a 22, and then I shoot a 10-minute grid and make sure that all the turrets work, that the reticle is tracking, and that they can return to their point of aim. So anyway, those are the empirical measurements. The other half of our test are subjective measurements. And this just comes down to we're all human creatures. We like different things. So what I ask my testers to do is evaluate the ergonomics, how well they like the controls, how it fits their face when it comes to binoculars. You know, the eye cups fit everybody's face a little bit differently. They fit everybody's hands a little differently. So between those two, the measurable and the immeasurable, that's really how we arrive at our test results.
Well, Andrew, this is truly a test like no other. Again, folks, you're listening to America Outdoors Radio. We're talking to Andrew McKean, the hunting and optics editor for Outdoor Life, about his latest article in that online magazine, The Best New Binoculars for 2021. Let's talk about the one that won the Editor's Choice Award.
You betcha. Some years we'll have minority opinions. We'll have some of the testers, you know, they love a certain optic. They don't love a certain optic for whatever reasons. And we'll kind of have a battle royale when it comes to picking the winners. Not this year. This was the consensus pick by far and away. It's the Swarovski NL Pure. It's basically a new binocular platform for Swarovski, the Austrian optics company, and it is just a marvel of optical clarity, beautiful performance. You threw out a price point before. This is one that is for the 1%, let's say. The retail cost is $3,099. So
oh my gosh.
This is definitely rarefied air when it comes to optics, but I have to say, it's almost worth it. It is an unbelievably bright, beautiful binocular.
All right. Well, let's go down in our price point. What would you recommend for less than $1,000?
Oh, man, less than $1,000. So right at that $1,000 mark was our great buy. That's a Meopta Mio Pro Air. Our sample is in a 10x42. That's $999. It won our great buy award because it just did everything really well. It's bright. It's got great precision in terms of its focus, and it's super durable. There was actually a pair of binoculars from Vanguard. It's actually interesting. The first ones that we've seen made in Myanmar. We've seen offshore optics manufacturing move from Japan to China to the Philippines. This is the first one that's from really a different country. And they were pretty good. They both retail for about $400, and they were adequate, let's say. They didn't blow our socks off, but again, for $400, they don't really have to, but they're good middle of the road.
One more I want to talk about, the Sig Sauer Zulu 6. It's a 16x42 binocular. First off, I was really interested to see this in the article because I always thought Sig Sauer was in the pistol business, not the optics business. And second, these binoculars have image stabilization, and I always thought that was exclusive just to digital cameras.
Well, this one is so surprising, actually, for both those reasons. So Sig has really branched out into almost every category of the shooting sports you can imagine. So now they're into ammunition. They've got an amazing electro-optics division. And I mention that electro-optics because many of their optics bridge that gap between pure optical talents, but they often have some sort of an electronic dimension to them. So you're exactly right. This image stabilization from, this is called the Zulu 6, and their sample is 16x42mm objective, so it's 16x42. Normally, when we're talking about an optic with a magnification over about 10x, we're suspect because the human hand introduces a lot of shake, and the more the magnification, the greater you see that shake when you're looking through the binocular. So 16x without an image stabilization is probably going to be almost too shaky to use as a handheld optic. But Sig, recognizing that, has this crazy gyroscopic module in that. And I can't believe I'm saying those words. I sound like some sort of an optical engineer. But what it does is, you're exactly right, it borrows from that technology from like a DSLR camera lens that tames the shake both back and forth and up and down. So when that thing is turned on, you can hear almost a little hum when it engages. What it does is it just immediately quiets the shake of the hands to allow to have a 16x binocular with a handheld utility. It's pretty doggone nice. One of the things that the test team noticed is it kind of fills a niche between a binocular and a smaller spotting scope. And it also weighs like a pound and a half. It's pretty lightweight. So we actually said, this is something that we might think about using, you know, on a sheep hunt or somewhere where we're really having to watch every bit of our weight.
Very good to know. And folks, there's a lot more to this article as well. Just go to outdoorlife.com. Look for Andrew's article, The Best New Binoculars of 2021. Andrew, always a pleasure to have you on America Outdoors Radio.
Well, thank you for having me, John.